Garrett, Ivy the Happy Wiz reporting from the Barnes & Noble parking lot live, our last day of staycation. This is day 10. Holy smokes, it went by fast. And I don't know what this big, beautiful tree is that I'm standing in front of. Can you hear the rustling of the leaves? It smells heavenly. I don't know if this is honeysuckle. I don't know what this is, but it's so good. So anyway, so I'm outside taking a break, taking a stretch, was looking in cookery magazines, and this morning when I got up on day 10 of staycation, I felt super relaxed and recharged and just ready to jump into Monday. And I knew that having time away from sitting at the computer editing videos and photographs, that I wanted to go back into it tomorrow differently. I want to go back into it differently because I suck when it comes to sitting down and editing videos. I have more videos than I really even know what to do with. So this is my plan, all right? I'm going to tell you what my plan is, and we're going to see how it goes by the end of the week. Monday through Thursday, because I got a thing for fours, and also Friday I kind of want to clean the house. Monday through Thursday, I am going to sit down and do my edits first. So the mornings are going to be edits, exercise, and edits for 4 days. We're going to see how that goes. So by lunchtime, because I tend to get up kind of early on a work day, by lunchtime I should be done with edits and on to something else. And I think I can pull this off this time because since Jackson sent me those studio lights that I have now, I don't have to shoot video in the morning or early afternoon. I don't have to shoot it with a natural light. I don't even have to be concerned about where the sun is or if the sun is even out. How cool is that? I love it. So now I don't need to record in the morning, which I already knew because once I got the lights, I figured, hey, I don't need to record in the morning. That's fantastic. So my brain will be editing footage for 4 days a week in the morning first and exercise, because I like to do a little yoga, tai chi, walking, jogging kind of stuff in the morning if I can. And I find it helps me when I sit down to work. Especially sometimes when I sit down to work, videos don't transfer over right. There's like a big mess. It takes a really long time. Well, last time I did a little tai chi yoga before I sat down to do that, and I came up with a new way to organize my footage for video. So that was like just heaven. Instead of being aggravated, I was like, oh, I got it. Bloop, 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 bloop. And now that's easier. So we'll see how the rest of it goes. But it's just going to be a test for Monday through Thursday, and I'll probably do it for 2 weeks and see how that goes. I think it will go well because my brain usually likes to write and create as soon as I get up. So this way, instead of writing and creating when I get up, I'll be editing footage. We'll also see how my brain handles that. I guess that's about it. I'm doing this podcast on Sunday from the Barnes & Noble parking lot, and then I will post this tomorrow. And then by tomorrow, maybe I'll be back to regular posting on regular days. I don't know. I think that's it. I'm rambling. It's been such a good staycation. Really, really good. We've been up to Barnes like 1,000 times and we loved it. And yesterday I got to spend the day. It was raining and it was beautiful rain and cold. And I got to play in my kitchen. It was so nice. I made a new chocolate banana dessert. I just wrote it because I had extra ingredients and I was like, let me just write this up and see if it works. And we tasted it this morning and it is so good. Very sweet though, but it's very, the texture is so good of the chocolate cream that it kind of reminds me of the old chocolate pudding pies that my mom used to make. So she'd get the pie crust and then she'd make a homemade pudding and that would go in it. And that's what it kind of reminds me of. So I want to make some pie crust and put that filling in that. Right now it's got bananas and a graham cracker crust. And it looks like a cheesecake, but it doesn't quite taste like a cheesecake. It just tastes like a good cream cake. I don't know, banana chocolate cake, whatever. It's a lot of fun. So yesterday I just really enjoyed that. And like I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, when the 44 days are over, I'm going to go back to not shooting on the weekends for podcasts because I like Saturday being unplugged. And for me, unplugged means no internet, but my phone, I have text. I don't have internet on my phone. So that's what unplugged means to me. So I'll still chat with my friends and send the pictures of what I'm doing, but I won't be like on social. It'll just be personal stuff. Anyway, that's me. I'm Ivy the Happy West reporting live from Barnes & Noble parking lot, where staycation is about to come to a close, but not yet, as we prepare to shut the bookstore down. We're not leaving until 8, folks, and then we'll be home. But by the time you hear this, it'll be tomorrow already. That's it for me. I'm Ivy the Happy West. You can catch me on youtube.com/thehappywhisk, or head on over to my new channel, youtube.com/Ivy's Test Kitchen. Thank you so much, everyone who called in for the Ask Me Anythings and just the general support of listening to my podcast. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm out.